you said that the multiples for most industries are, for the most part, generally the same. What are the big multiples that people in the printing industry should focus on? Or, I'm sorry, the big factor.
Factors that drive multiples are really dependent upon two key components. That's cash flow and that's risk. So all small businesses, all privately held small businesses are driven by those same factors, regardless of what industry that you're in, for the most part. I'm generalizing a little bit, but the risk is really the inverse of the multiple. So, for example, the average printing company may sell for 4x EBITDA, but you know that for the most part, I can also tell you that the average range of EBITDA multiples can be as low as 3.5 and go as high as 6. So while the average may be 4, where a particular company falls in that individual range is going to be dependent upon the company that's being appraised. So the companies that are outperforming the industry and their competitors are going to be at the higher end of the range. And for those same companies that are underperforming against their competitors, they may be at the lower end of the range. So multiples are really just the inverse of risk. And for the most part, what's driving the multiple is a combination of that risk factor and the company's cash flow that's being generated.
Give me an example of risk.
Yeah, so for example, a good example is two different printing companies. One printing company in rural Midwestern America where they are the only print shop in a 50-mile radius. They have the ability, because of that lack of competition, to charge higher for their prices. In return, they get higher margins and higher cash flow, and in return, they become a lot more marketable to a particular buyer out there looking for a printing company. So they may fall at the higher end of that range versus a smaller print shop with lower than average margins, with competition, everywhere from one every 2 to 3 miles for a 50-mile radius, where there are so many print shops that competition is heavy. The ability to stay in that competitive range is going to require you to price your services either at or below where some of your competitors are. And when you do that, your margins are lower, your cash flow is lower. And as a result of that, you might fall at the lower end of the multiple range when it comes to selling that particular company. So those are just two examples, but it does give you the idea that risk and cash flow are still the driving force of what that company is going to be appraised for when it lists for sale.
And finally, just a couple factors that what might help mitigate risk?
Well, what mitigates risk is really dependent upon the individual risk factors. So I may mention that, key customers are sometimes one of the primary risks that you find in most small businesses. Customer concentration in revenues with one particular customer. So, for example, if 80% of your business is coming from one particular customer, that's a risk. You have to identify that risk first, and then you have to try to figure out what mitigating factors can offset that risk. And so when it comes to concentration of customers, the primary mitigating factors are going to be the length of that relationship with that particular customer, whether or not you have a contract in place and how long that contract is in place for, and who owns that relationship, whether it's with the owner of the company or whether it's with a staff member who has that relationship with that key customer. So that's just one area of risk and how you mitigate that. But I think the idea of mitigating risk in general is first the ability to identify what the risk factor is and then how to mitigate it. In some cases, you may not be able to mitigate it. Concentration of customer is something I keep coming back to. But and you may not have any guaranteed contract with that customer, and that customer may only be a customer for the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, there's really no mitigating factors against that. That's a major risk factor. Other factors exist within every small business. It's just making sure that you try to mitigate those as best as possible, and sometimes you can and sometimes you can't.
Okay. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate it.